Ecclesiastes. Now that's Ecclesiastes, not Ecclesiastics. That's Ecclesiastes. Glory to God. You know, dedicating babies and all that, that's part of church life. Amen. That's part of church life. All right, I'd like to read from Ecclesiastes chapter 11. And sometimes what happens is we give, and we don't realize the fact that this is more than a law with God. It's a covenant, giving and receiving, sowing and reaping. It's a covenant. And the way that it works is not by praying about it or crying about it or even fasting. But all of those sometimes have their own place. But this works when you participate. You have to act on it. So look what he says here in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1. He says, cast your bread upon the waters, and thou shalt find it after many days. If you've taken a bottle and put the top on it and throw it out in the waves, something will carry it out, but in time, something will bring it back in again. So that's the same thing about this sowing and reaping, that he carried it out, but if you just maintain your trust in God, it'll come back again. Give a portion to seven and also to eight, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. In other words, God is directing you sometimes to sow a certain seed, and he does that because he knows what evil is coming. And when the evil does come, you'll have enough harvest to take you through whatever famine or dearth there is. Look what he says in verse 3. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where a tree falleth, there it shall be. I don't know if you know anything about weather and how clouds are formed. Basically, they're formed by moisture rising. And if you go in some of the coastal cities or coastal places, you could see, especially down south, how in the morning the dew rises and things rise. And then when moisture gets to a certain level, it builds clouds. And when the clouds get to a certain density, they begin to pour out. And the same thing happens, I think, with your giving. Sometimes it may not come back right away. But as you fill that cloud up, pretty soon that rain will come. And the same thing about that. So it's a guaranteed return. Next verse. And he that observeth the wind shall not sow, but he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. You ought to watch that, because sometimes God will ask you to sow in what looks like in a time that's not quite opportune, meaning that it looks like you're on your last part of your paycheck for that week. And God will say, sow this. Well, he's not trying to get something from you. He's trying to get something to you. And so what you have to do is just obey God. And when you do obey God, he said, they that obey him shall they that obey him. I need that scripture I hadn't pulled out in a long time, but I'm going to read it. Praise God. He says over in Isaiah 119, if you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. But he says something else in Job. He says about obedience. Oh, have mercy. And there are days in plenty. I can't, no, 30 what? 36:11. Put it on the board, please. Amen. I know I got some Bible scholars in here. Yeah. Look what he says, Job 36:11. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in what? Prosperity. And their years in what? Pleasures. 36, that's a powerful verse. Isn't that a powerful verse? You see, sometimes you don't know what God has got up. You don't know what's coming in the future, but God knows. And sometimes he'll tell you to sow a seed. Just obey God and watch God meet your need in time of need. Say amen to that. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. This scripture was something that I used to walk up and down the street saying. When we came here with, let's see, how much money?
$200.
All right, all right. That was just a test. That was a test right there. And I'll tell you, we didn't have much at all, so I knew that the Word was the thing that was going to deliver me. I knew that. And all increase comes by the Word of God for the believer. And so I just walked up and down the street because what I wanted to do with that verse is renew my mind. I wanted to take away the fear of not having enough or whatever have you. I wanted to take away. So I knew the way to take away fear is to get faith in. I had to get some revelation in. So I began to say this verse all the way to the post office and back. Why did I walk? I walked up to the post office because they had stolen my car. And so the enemy was trying to discourage me and get me out of here. But I didn't go. And aren't you glad I didn't go? Aren't you glad I didn't go? So anyway, I used to say this verse. Put it up there on the board. This is in the King James. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that all you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Now, that's in the King James. It's the Apostle Paul writing now to the church at Corinth. Let's put it up there in the Amplified. And God is able to make all grace, every favor, and earthly what? Blessing. Come to you, how much? In abundance, so that you may what? Always and under what? All circumstances and what? Whatever the need, be what? Self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnish what? In abundance. Furnish what? In abundance. For how much? Every good work and every charitable donation. I was sharing with them in the last two services that yesterday I went to fill up my car with gas, and I pull up the gas pump, and you have to go in and pay first. So I went in there to pay. I usually fill it up on Saturdays. I went in there to pay. When I went in there, there was a lady, and she was dealing with a cashier. And she was counting out some ones. And these ones that she was counting out, brothers and sisters, they had been through the fire. I mean, they were crunched up and so forth, and she was trying to unravel them. And I saw she didn't have much money. So she said, I want 1 gallon. And the lady said, okay, 1 gallon. I said, well, Spirit of God spoke to me. She said, give her $20. And so I said, okay. I said, excuse me, ma'am, here's $20. I said, take this, and so forth. She said, no, I just need 1 gallon. She said, don't I know you? I said, we're not talking about that right now. Right now we're trying to get your car going. And I said, why don't you take this 20? She said, no, I just got to get 1 gallon. I said, 1 gallon? She said, yeah, I've got this gas can. She said, I gave out a gas down the street. And I said, oh, okay, all right. I said, so you'll get the gallon, put it in the gas tank, and go put it in your tank. I said, well, why don't you take this 20 and drive back up here and put some more in your tank? Oh, okay, well, I'll do that. So anyway, and I'm not making fun now, but geez. Okay, so what happened? She got outside, and then by that time I'd paid and gone outside to my car, and she was there getting in a police car because the police apparently were going to have given her a ride so she can get some gas in the car. And she got almost in the car and got back out of the police car. I know you, you Bill Winston. I know you, Pastor Bill. Are you? The police said, come on, lady, get in the car. Let's go. Have enough for every charitable donation. See, if you just got enough for you, you don't have enough. You don't have enough. And sometimes people get on me about preaching on prosperity. Prosperity means more than enough. You need more than enough. You don't need enough to get you to payday.
Amen.
You need enough to get some other people to payday. Give the Lord a praise and prepare your tithes and your offering. All right, we have a special treat. We have our